what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Later on in the program, we will be playing Password. Yes, I know, incidentally, that the junkies play it. I know there are a lot of people that play it. I like the game. I played it with my kids the other night.
Regis plays it.
Right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You son of a bitch! How many times did they tell you lose weight? Lose weight!
It's a game for everyone.
Regis, I hated that new version on TV.
I think the game is so strong that even Regis couldn't ruin it. And I was afraid he would, but I really don't think he did.
Well, we'll give away some Mike O'Mara Show t-shirts and also a pair of tickets to see Tom Petty live at Nissan Pavilion this Sunday when we play Password later on in the broadcast. Also today, we're going to be talking to Paul Peterson. I almost said Scott Peterson.
No, not that guy.
Paul Peterson is a child star. He was on the Donna Reed Show, and he's very active in everything to do with child stars, and I think with Tatum O'Neal and all that crap going on, you know, a lot of kids, you know, I think of Dana Plato, and you think of these kids that get into trouble. Mm-hmm. He's an authority on this, and it'll be interesting to talk to him about the relapse, and because really, I suppose I have no connection to the woman whatsoever. But I did feel amazingly sorry for Tatum O'Neal.
Oh, yeah, I think
you know, you
all
see
do.
Her coming out of that jail, and she, you know, she looks like she's filled with remorse. And I just feel bad for her. I guess John McEnroe wouldn't feel bad for her.
No, probably
they don't
not.
Like each other.
Oh,
they
hate each other. They really
the
hate each other. He's got the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's a mess, but we'll talk to him about that. Also on the show today, an author, a guy that's written a new novel, Dear American Airlines. The guy's name is Jonathan Miles. He came up with the idea for the novel.
At a layover.
When he was stuck. It wasn't a layover.
Uh-oh.
He was trapped in an airport for 24 hours, sleeping on a floor.
Been there.
And came up with this idea. About a book, Dear American Airlines, and that's really what the book centers around, this character that writes a letter to the airline. So it's just a weird little quirky book, and
we'll
I'm looking forward to talking
it,
to the
yeah.
guy. And I thought you were going to say something.
No.
You looked like you were going to say something, and then you look, she can't stop moving. You're just perpetual motion over
sorry.
There. Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Nervous energy.
I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous
because
now?
Because I normally don't do this, and I haven't
done it. But you did a great
job,
but you're out of it now. You see, there's no need for you to be bouncing.
Pressure's off.
I got to make sure. I mean, the pilot is always looking at the instrument.
The pilot.
SP.
Yes.
See, some would say you're running the board.
Sweaty palms.
The pilot is over here. Just thought I'd pass that along, okay?
Am I the co-pilot?
Yes,
then?
You would be the co-pilot. Thank you very much. Let's go to our very first buzz of the afternoon. Here he is. With a wonderful Hawaiian shirt. My favorite Hawaiian shirt that he has.
Somebody had to wear one.
I swear to God, you take me away to the islands when you wear that. Here's Buzz
I'd
Burbank.
I'd love to. Hi, Mike. Hillary Clinton reportedly not going to concede tonight,
no.
If you were expecting that.
Not expected, though, right? She wasn't expected to do it tonight.
No, not tonight. They were thinking maybe later in the week. Her campaign manager, Terry McAuliffe, says she may acknowledge tonight that Barack Obama has enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination. But after that, we'll expect that she'll either promise to keep campaigning, perhaps as an independent, or that she'll announce her endorsement of Obama later in the week. We just don't know yet.
You know, I know this is controversial in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. You know, you go back and you do a little retrospective on the candidates and what went wrong in the campaign.
A little autopsy.
But every time I see that Terry McAuliffe on TV, I want to throw a brick through it.
Well,
and I think that might be a lot of what's wrong with her campaign. This is the never say die guy.
You gotta do it
without that rah-rah, you know, high school cheerleader style that this guy has.
They gotta believe it. They have to believe it because, I mean, they've got to be tired and,
you know,
she'll be campaigning in December.
I'm taking nothing away from Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And, you know, I think she's run a very good campaign. The thing is, when you see guys like Terry McAuliffe and the other guys, Paul Begala. Or is it Begala?
I think it's Begala.
Yeah, and,
think so.
You know, it's just these hyperactive, you know, Well, no, we're very excited. We're very happy
That's
about that.
That's what they have to say.
I know.
That's right.
I just sometimes it gets so, the spin meisters, I get so tired of them. I really do.
Clinton scheduled to speak tonight in New York. The, of course, final two Democratic primaries are today in Montana and South Dakota.
Do you think, we'll ask this, you know, a little later on the week maybe, if we can open the phones. We're not going to do it now, so please don't call. But I'd really be curious to know what people think if they do indeed think that she will be the running mate, that she will run with Barack Obama as, you know, on the dream ticket. I think I think it would be a great idea.
So
I really do. I think
a lot of people.
I think it'd be good for the country too.
A lot of people think it'd be a great idea. A very uniting thing to do.
Yeah,
and
we'll see
I
what
think
happens.
It'd make kind of everybody happy, at least on the Democratic side.
And when they, you know, when they come out and they both stand together on the same podium, I think they should be both shirtless.
Well,
I just think that would be a nice statement to
make. Goes without saying.
Certainly make me feel special.
Choosing a bachelorhood as a lifelong lifestyle is getting more popular. A survey by an author on the subject.
How you doing, CK?
This is for him. He's not over 40 yet, and this is really kind of about that.
He's not?
Not yet.
He looks it.
No, he doesn't. Just
looks 12.
I'm kidding, of course. Okay, suck up.
I think he's a little. He's
suck up says what?
No, I think he's a little sensitive about his age. His birthday is coming up.
Oh, really?
He's 108.
How old is he going to be?
30. He's a kid.
He's just, I forgot how young he is.
Yeah.
You know what that means? How young he is means how old I am.
Exactly.
Don't
mine's coming up.
That.
You know what date?
June 22nd.
Thank you.
It's a daily quiz.
You plan anything yet?
No.
Are you trying to hurt me?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
Yes, you are
really
planning.
Have you planned anything seriously?
Well, I've got the birthday music here in the computer. No.
Have you really done anything? About
A little something maybe.
Are you going to wow me this year?
Can you be wowed? I don't think it can be done.
You know, Dom was so generous that year that I think I was out of the marriage or something like that, and we had the big...
it was fun.
Yeah, the big celebration, and then I just latched onto it, and now I've become addicted to it.
Like sugar,
it was
like
all
M&Ms.
About you.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the birthday cake with your face on it?
And if we are so blessed as to all be in the same positions and working, gainfully employed, one
on
year...
On June 22nd?
On the 5-0. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that will not be... We will not confine that to a broadcast studio.
Okay. Oh, that'll be fun.
That will be. Let me just say in advance of this, you have over a year to plan. I would like to say Caesar's Palace.
Okay.
There. You've already gotten a plug.
There you go.
How's that? Sorry to interrupt, Buzz.
That's quite all right.
No problem.
So an author on the subject surveyed people, found that 17% of men over 40 have never married. 25 years ago, it was 6%. That's a tremendous increase in lifelong bachelorhood. Not a fear of marriage that keeps them away from the altar. 72% said they're not afraid of marriage. It's marrying the wrong person.
Yeah. Who wants to do that?
Very loud. That one is very loud.
Which
right
one
there.
Is that?
That's 5.
I thought it was appropriate.
Number 5. Yeah. It's a great gas, but don't worry about it. If you can't fix it, don't worry about it. You hear how loud that is? Just checking.
They're very shocked.
We're doing a sound check right now. That's a little better. Just a little louder than that. Just a tiny bit. Very good. Perfection.
There you go.
Rip the knob off.
Yes, sirree.
Carl Weisman's research found that men are 10 times more afraid of marrying the wrong person and going through an ugly, expensive divorce than they are of getting married.
Yeah.
The study found that 62% of bachelors would marry a woman only if she's perfect.
What about if you're
What
about if you're afraid of marrying the right person?
That seems to be less of a concern in this survey.
I better shut up.
We'll address that another day.
We're having a nice romantic dinner tonight.
Say,
I better shut up.
Have you been working out, or is that Preparation H I smell?
I don't get it.
And you will. An even more recent trend has men rubbing their arms and chests with hemorrhoid cream to make themselves look more muscular.
What does
really?
It do?
It
like
kind of works. By constricting the blood vessels and thinning the skin and driving out the water weight, your skin wraps your muscles more tightly, making you look ripped.
Okay.
You don't need to work out.
Please,
you need Preparation H.
Make a note of this. We will do an experiment.
Okay.
I would like you to make Matt Goldstein available. He has been working out, and we will do a before and after. Is Matt in the building?
He's somewhere.
Hey, now, are you capable of doing phone calls over there?
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah.
Can we see if we can get Matt on the line while Buzz is doing the news? Just go ahead and do it, and we'll chat with Buzz.
I'd love to do that with Matt. Here's the downside. Maybe we won't tell Matt this. It also makes you smell like a doctor's office.
Yeah, but it's gross stuff, too. It's
at
nasty.
Best.
You think of, Rectorama.
Exactly.
That's what you think of when you smell that stuff.
It can also boost your already too high blood pressure, and it can even cause you to develop an allergy. So there's a little risk involved, but a lot of men are apparently doing this.
I would say if we just rubbed it on his pecs. And,
Kimosabe?
Yeah, well, I'll do it. I'd love to. You know, I'm 5% gay.
That's
I think it'd
right.
be a lot of fun. Oh, come on. Don't give me that look. Maybe we'll make you do it.
Knock it up to 6. And now I have a list here, if you're interested, of the world's 6 most interesting whorehouses.
Is this Matt Goldstein?
No, this is Beau LeBlanc.
Oh, Beau.
Just as good. Beau.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you'd be available tomorrow for a little experiment on this show.
Sure.
Could you come down to the studio, please, before Mr. Burbank is done with his news, and we'll explain it to you.
Yeah, I can come down.
Yeah, okay. Come right down. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bo.
You look like a million bucks.
Look, I did
Even better.
I did it.
She made the call.
You're doing great.
Thanks.
You're doing great.
She's baby stepping.
Hey, walk in the park. Come on. Yeah. You know why? why you're doing great? Because you did care about it. Because you did worry about it. That's why you're doing a fantastic job.
Well, look who's here.
My man, Bo.
It's Bo.
Bo.
Hey, Mike.
You look like you... how old are you, Bo? We've talked to you before.
I'm 23.
23. Fancy yourself a guy that occasionally works out?
Very occasionally.
Very occasionally. We'd like you to participate in an experiment. It's sacrificing yourself for the good of the show. Would you be up for it?
I'd throw myself on the sword for you, Mike.
God bless you.
Wow.
Here's the experiment.
No, we won't ask.
We're
going to
take a before picture of you, okay?
Okay.
It's with your shirt off, though, all right?
That's fine.
All right. You stand in front of the camera, you kind of flex your pecs,
uh-huh.
All right? Then we're going to take, does it say how long we're supposed to wait for this?
No, you just lather it on and give it however long it takes for it to work. 5-10 minutes, it should do the trick.
You know, he's here. I see no reason to wait for this. You think we could do this during the show today?
Can we use your preparation H?
Uh-huh, that's very funny. Do we have any preparation H seriously in the building?
I don't think so.
Could we send somebody? I'll give somebody a 20.
Okay.
Is one of the interns here?
Peter.
Peter, we'll send Peter out.
Okay.
Bo, it's real simple.
A couple of tubes.
A couple of tubes. We're going to take a picture of you sort of flexing for the camera.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then we're going to put some preparation H on your pecs.
Wait
a little while, right?
About 10-15
biceps
minutes.
And
yeah.
chest.
About 10 to 15 minutes, biceps and chest. Mm-hmm. Take another picture, see if you look any more buff. You up for that?
Yeah, sure.
You're
anything,
the man.
You're the man.
Oh,
men across
you
the country.
You are totally the man. You are
doing this,
Bo. Your stock has risen, my boy. Peter, we're going to need here. Come here. I'm going to give you a $20 bill.
That's Peter, Mike.
I just said Peter.
Bo, have you lost weight recently?
Everybody's been telling me that, but I can't think of anything I've been doing specifically.
Maybe it's the haircut.
Peter?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's like
two tubes,
sucking on two M&Ms.
Two tubes of preparation H.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you very much.
There
we'll
you
see
go.
You back in a little bit.
Large ones.
Get
very
a
good.
Receipt.
Very good. That's Peter. It's one of our engineers. Uh-huh. One of the young men that is servicing Beth Ann McBride.
Interns.
All right.
We have no interns.
You're cool. You can come back. Ben, you can come back when they're ready. It's Ben, right?
Bo,
there I go. Your stock's risen, then I forget his
There's
name.
There's a lot going on.
Bo, I know. We're spinning a lot of plates here. Go to your desk, and then we'll call you when we need it. All right, cool.
Thank you, Bo. Good
Let's
man.
Let's give Bo a nice round
yeah,
of applause.
I think he was at the front desk,
Appreciate
too.
It.
Good man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Bo.
There he goes.
Ben,
backing
Bo,
out of the studio.
Bob.
Rock. Peter.
Peter.
Happy day for you. Yeah, can we get a little Nancy, Lucy, Lisa, you know, any of that around here? Not a chance.
Are you ready?
Yes.
For the world's 6 most interesting whorehouses.
Oh, okay.
At the Daily Planet in Melbourne, Australia.
That's the name of the whorehouse?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
They have a
Damn.
Billiards room and a pinball hall
mm-hmm.
as part of the complex.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada's Bunny Ranch, you're well aware of.
Yes.
That's the only one in the world that offers military discounts and holiday specials.
That's our guy, Dennis Hoff.
Exactly.
Right.
And doesn't he pay for your luggage now, too, if you're flying in?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Pays for your luggage.
Reimburses
you. Well, maybe we get him on next week.
Okay.
I don't know. He's tough to get.
Tough to talk to.
Now, you've heard of the Bookmobile. In France, there's the Hookmobile, equipped with its own bed, the van.
Hold on a second, Buzz. She's really going to do that. Check that.
Oh.
I don't really want him.
Okay.
We had him like an hour ago.
That's true. We
All
did.
Right. Thank you.
It has its own bed, this Hookmobile, this van that they have in France.
A Hookmobile?
Uh-huh.
Like hookup?
Comes to your neighborhood.
Hookermobile?
They don't call it that. I named it that because it rhymes with Bookmobile and it does the similar thing.
Sounds so unclean.
Exactly. That's why I named it
so
that.
So gross.
It's actually very nice. It's a luxury. I mean, they really.
No, no, it's nice.
It's very
no,
nice.
No, it's a very high-priced service. They go out to expensive homes in the countryside, in the French
yeah,
countryside.
Yeah, but the fact is, you're still where somebody else is.
What do you think? What do you think happens in a hotel?
Of course, it happens in a hotel, but in a one bed that's used just for that, it's kind of gross. It just kind of grosses me out.
Okay. Well, anyway, they'll come to your neighborhood.
You know,
your
you're Mr. Fastidious
you know,
with your buzz crunch, and then you don't get grossed out by that. I
well, of course, I would.
I struggle every day to figure. You out. I truly do.
That pleases me.
I know it does.
At Soapland in Japan, you can be bathed by a woman who, by necessity, is also naked.
Very good.
A Pasha in Germany is 12 stories tall with 126 rooms.
Wow.
And then there's the Big Sister in Prague, where the sex is free so long as you don't mind being watched on webcam by thousands of web surfers.
Oh, no, thank you.
And for an extra $25, you get a DVD copy of the video.
Prague
isn't
women.
Isn't that nice little keepsake?
Prague women uh-huh. are hotties.
Yeah. So are they?
You might want that DVD.
My old friend Porno Dan used to talk to me about that. Mm-hmm. Yes, he used to go over there to Prague, make a lot of films over there.
Yeah. What,
women in Prague, Czechoslovakian women. Hey,
check out the Republic.
The Czech Republic, not Czechoslovakia. I'm back in the
what
dark
are they,
ages.
Tall, blonde?
Oh, I think we got some naysayers for this Preparation H thing. Eric
well,
in Maryland.
Of course we do.
Eric, what can we do for you?
Hey, I'm not a naysayer, but it works. Well, if we have bad going on, because I never sleep, I have real bad sleep. And if you put it on the, I heard this from a thing on, I don't know, TMZ or Entertainment Tonight.
This is
that
true.
That the stars do it a lot because they don't sleep. And it really does tighten up the bags. It doesn't get rid of the, like, blackness, but it does tighten up the bags.
Under your eyes.
Imagine girls do it.
All right.
Yeah, it works really good.
Okay. Stars, thank you very much.
Actors with early calls, like 5 a.m. calls, do this all the time.
Let's go to Greg in Kansas. Greg, you want us to plastic wrap Bo, too?
Yes, if you plastic wrap, put shrink wrap around the guy, it'll increase the intensity of the preparation.
What are people doing in America right now?
I think you know.
My God. Wrap him up with plastic.
Should
yeah.
we call Peter?
Dip him underwater a couple of times, too. If he loses oxygen to his brain, his muscles will tighten up. Yeah, that'll be a good idea.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Peter's listening. If he brings the saran wrap, he brings the saran wrap.
Yeah, I don't think we need saran wrap. Right. I don't want to wrap him, and so I just want to put the goo on him and see what happens, and we'll leave
it
on.
Isolate that. sorry, ma'am, the male strip show is off due to a lack of clothing. In Annapolis, Maryland, Friday night.
Annapolis, my old hometown.
In Annapolis, somebody stole a van that carried the costumes, the equipment, and the merchandise for Thunder from Down Under.
Hi.
That's the all-male review from Australia.
Good afternoon. This is Michael Hughes. Yes, we just needed some supplements for our shindig, for our little party. Thank you.
A spokeswoman for the group naively asked what anyone would want with a pair of tearaway pants, like she wouldn't know.
Ask Peter.
Quoting a cop, maybe one of the ladies just wanted a thong.
Very good.
Coming up in your Hollywood buzz, is Jay Leno the new Larry King? And in your final buzz, what's Hillary Clinton's next move?
Ooh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
You bet.
Oh, I played the wrong sound effect, Beth Ann. I wanted to play this. Right now, get on the line to get on the air, 877-365-3636. We'll give you a $50 gift card to Capital City Brewing Company. Check out all the Superstation deals on WJFK.com.
Do it.
Get a $50 Capital City Brewing Company gift card for just $25. Caller number 100 right now gets the gift card. So get on the line, 877-365-3636. And coming up next, we'll talk all about the tragedy that is Tatum O'Neal and all other kid star stuff.
Yeah.
When we talked to former child star Paul Peterson, he was on the Donna Reed Show, and he's an advocate for child star, you know, Hollywood kids' rights.
Right.
That's what he does. That's all coming up right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.